William Hunter is a Bakinji man from Wilcannia and a tour guide for the park. William learnt about this land from his elders and now he's passing on what he knows.
That way, we get two food.
What made you want to get into guiding around this area?
Well, when I first came out, my uncle, my brother, Philip Kerwin, I come out with them and I really got into this, how important the park is to us. So I'm teaching my girls, well, I taught my girls.
Would you say that you would be able to be self-sufficient on the land if you needed to be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what I'm looking for. Yeah, I know that. Now I can survive out here.
How important is teaching younger people survival skills in the bush in your culture?
They pick it up easy when they come out, showing which bush to eat and which bush not to eat, where the water is and water holes. On the other side over there, you see a round circle straight in front of it, and you look, you see a gorge. That's where your water.
And your mum taught you that?
My uncle.
How would you describe your connection to this country?
Ooh, because I'm part of this land too as well. It's beautiful.
Keep walking. So you said that you would find it easy to survive in the country. What are the most important things when you're trying to stay alive in such an extreme environment?
Mainly water, the animals, and also native fruit. We get them all in season, so I know what I'm looking for.
How do you kill an emu or a kangaroo?
The way they would have done it, if you upwind from a kangaroo, you smell the scent on you, the sweat and all that. So if you upwind from a kangaroo, he'll smell you and you're gone. So what he did, he grabbed the bush, rubbed himself all over, and that will get rid of the scent. Take right or breaks a bit of the bush, sneak up to the kangaroo. And when he's in striking distance, he will let the boomerang or spear go at it.
And how about now? How do you do it now?
With a rifle. Sorry. Yeah, with a gun. Yeah.
How would you compare life in town compared with life out in the bush?
Oh, I love it out here. There's a lot of things to do. Go walk about, looking.
How do you make sure that the knowledge that you have that was passed on to you will be passed on to younger people so that you don't lose that kind of knowledge?
Yeah, well, I'm teaching my kids, and like I said, keep telling them. I will give them a hand. I'll sit down and listen. I will give them a hand. I'd like to come out and teach the younger boys.
What do you think we can all learn from Aboriginal people's connection to their land and taking care of the land?
Well, if you're out walking around, that's only one thing to do, survive. Because non-Aboriginal people, they wouldn't have survived. So that's why when I take tours, I would tell them, have plenty of water. Because if you're travelling out this way, you break down. And there's no cars going to be around for a while on the road. That's what I tell them all the time.
Thank you so much for speaking to us on Hack.
Yeah, no problem.
And thanks for having us on your country.
Yes, all right. I'm glad you've come.
Hack Goes Bush with Sarah McVee on Triple J.